Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Well, you know that music means something with the Sabres. That is the Sabre Dance. Years ago, I was watching Name That Tune, and Sabre Dance came up, actually. It's kind of weird. I'm like, I know that tune! I would never know it otherwise, but I knew it. We are awaiting Kevin Adams, the Buffalo Sabres general manager, to step to the podium down at 1 Bills Drive, because he will be holding his pre-draft press conference. I think it is happening now. I'm looking now, and don't see him there yet, and don't hear him there yet. Josh will tell me when he steps to the podium. And it's, if you've seen some pictures from down at 1 Bills Drive, our Paul Hamilton is down there, by the way, you see the media room set up for this, and with the Sabres backdrop, of course, but it's the Bills media room, as we call it. And of course, it's owned both by the same owner, and they work in conjunction, so you'll get Kevin Adams in the same room where we normally hear from Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. Jerry Fortin as well, assistant GM. He will be with Kevin Adams. They are scheduled to be the two people talking today. And as I said to Paul earlier today, I asked him, what is the first question / topic that will be asked to Kevin Adams? And I agree, it will be something about J.J. Paterka. And if it's not, it'll be very close after that, right? That has been kind of the biggest thing hanging over this organization, or the most talked about topic. I think for the Bills, it's James Cook, right? And for the Sabres, it's J.J. Paterka. I think that's a fair way to put it. Like, the biggest topic for the Bills when it comes to a person, a contract, a player, right now, what is going to happen with James Cook? He is under contract for one more year. When it comes to the Sabres, it's what's going to happen with J.J. Paterka. He's a restricted free agent. There's been a lot of smoke, a lot of rumors, a lot of reports that the Sabres are possibly trading him. We'll find out now a little bit more from Kevin Adams. Here is the Sabres GM.
Yeah, a right shot receiver.
When J.J. spoke with us at the end of the season, he gave us no indication at all that he was unhappy or anything like that. Has that changed? And if so, what's changed?
Yeah, I mean, I thought at the exit meeting with J.J., with me and Lindy separately, we both were very positive, productive, honest conversations about, you know, things he'd done well and how he progressed and things where he needed to be better. And I think that's one of the things I really like about, you know, J.J. Paterka, is his ability to analyze his own game and say, hey, I need to be better defensively. I need to, you know, do more to help the team win in games. And I think that's a sign of maturity from him. So, that's all positive on the J.J. front there from those conversations.
So is he asked to be moved?
This is the best way I would say. I don't think it's probably productive or beneficial for me to get into specifics on our players right now. This is the time of year where there's so much going on, and you know, there's probably, Mike, a lot of misinformation out there. And I guess probably leave it at that. You know, we have a plan that we came out of the end of the season with. You know, after the EXA meetings, after the coaches' meetings, and you kind of break down the season and start to forecast, like, what are we looking to do? Meetings with ownership, you know, all that happens. You come out with a game plan and a to-do list of where do we go from here. And, you know, we're executing that plan. We're in the process of it. It's an exciting week, busy week ahead. But, you know, you look back over the last couple months and, you know, hiring Yarmo, hiring Eric, Stahl, Brian Gallivan, completely retooling the strength conditioning department. Just looking at areas that we thought we needed to be better, change. We've been doing that, and now we're just kind of in that you know, process of now we're draft week and we continue. But you know, it's been an exciting, for me personally, off season so far, and some of the additions we've made, and we'll keep at it here.
I don't
want to say yes or no, because I just don't think it's the right time, you know. And I can probably, after the draft, get, you know, and when we have other conversations, get into more specifics on things. But I just don't think it's fair to the player, to be honest with you, to really even respond to that. I think it's just better to keep it to the fact that we have a plan. We're working towards helping our team get better. We're willing to do whatever it takes to get better. And I don't know, like, I get memos on my desk every morning from PR of things, and I feel, if I'm being honest, like, I feel bad for our fans. The stuff that's out there, there's so much misinformation, so much of it's nonsense. I mean, someone that has no idea what they're talking about reporting that we were gonna buy Sammy out, we've never had that conversation once. Like, it's ridiculous. So I don't even think it's worth me really getting into it, but I guess I'd just leave it at that. No, I think it's like we do every year, and Jerry and his staff do a great job being prepared for everything. I would say I've had conversations up to this point from teams that are all the way up at the top of the draft right to teams behind us, you know, preparing for every possible scenario, moving up or down, which you've seen us do in the past. And also being able to willing to move the pick all together. If there's a way to make our team better, and it involves pick 9, we'll have zero hesitation. In saying that, we also believe we'll get a good player if we make pick 9. So to me, that's the exciting part of the draft, you know, going through this process. But we're wide open, but our focus remains the same. How do we help our team get better? I think I'd say imperative might not be the right word, but open to it more than maybe I've been in past years would be fair. You know, like, I think we had to really kind of try to build this organization up the appropriate way. And I do believe in building through the draft and developing players and making sure you have depth in your organization, which is, you know, which I think we've done a really solid job of, have a good group of prospects, good group of players that aren't even in Rochester yet that are coming. So does it give you the, I don't know what the right word is, give you the comfort of saying if we move pick 9, you know, we still have a lot of young, good assets? Absolutely. But I don't think you want to go into it saying, hey, I'm just moving this pick no matter what. These are valuable picks, and but you're open to everything. And trust me, the league knows that I'm absolutely open to moving pick 9 if it's the right deal for us. From the draft specifically, I mean, it's when you're talking about ordering your list, you know, it's especially in the top couple rounds, you're taking the best player available. As you get later in the draft, do you maybe get off your list a little because you've drafted maybe some forwards, you want to take a D? Then that's, you know, something you look at. But I think we've got good prospects and depth across the organization, and our philosophy won't change. We'll take the best available player if we're making that pick at 9.
Is there anything positionally in particular?
Well, I think, you know, in general, you're always going to say that you'd love to have a good depth on the D, especially right shot D are hard to come by. So if you can build that, in saying that, we have multiple right shot D in our system that are coming. So centers, defensemen, goaltenders, you know, that's all. Maybe some wingers mixed in there. Just depth, and make sure that you're adding to your pipeline. But, you know, I defer. I have a lot of respect for Jerry, Jason Nightingale, our amateur staff. We have our January meetings where I get to know these players for the first time, and then I start to get more involved on the amateur side after the January meeting. And then we had our May meetings where you really dig in and you spend a lot of time morning till night going through all these players. So I've familiarized myself by this point with many players. And then I love the work our guys do, and I love the passion they show. And that's what, you know, when it all comes together, Friday, Saturday is a lot of fun for me to watch our amateur guys debate and, you know, hopefully get to the right answers.
Once you started building this thing, there was a big emphasis on guys that wanted to be here. And I'm curious, as you get to this point, you know, whether it's JJ or any of these other guys, there's contract situations, there's the frustration of losing. Like, how do you draw that line of, like, maybe a guy doesn't want to be here, but you have team control and you're kind of trying to find that balance between basically giving guys –
Yeah.
Get traded at any time. Like, how do you kind of find that line now that you're 5-6 years into this?
Yeah, I mean, I think just it's important to have people in your organization, players, coaches, staff that believe in what you're doing and want to be here for the right reason. And I mean, I'm sure I've said this before, but I'll make the point that you know, paying someone more money, hoping that they'll make them happy, isn't usually a recipe for success. You know, you have to have players that buy into and believe what you're doing and wake up every day in Buffalo excited to be a Sabre. I think that's important. In saying that, are there hard conversations with times? Are players at times frustrated with things? Absolutely. And that's part of the relationship building that I believe in from my job through the coaches. Having those conversations, there's hard days too where players are frustrated or I'm frustrated, and but that doesn't mean you wake up because a player is upset at that day and you're just trading them. You know, it's kind of, so I guess my point of saying all that is, yeah, getting players to believe in what we're doing is critically important. Having them, for me, be transparent with them to explain why we're doing things, decisions we're making, have them part of the equation of helping me with the right answers. And then also, they need to perform. And if they perform, that's going to be a win-win for them and us.
As far as,
go ahead.
As far as the goalies go, Luka Pickett didn't have the year many expected. Devin did very well in Rochester. You had James, I don't know if he was playing it. But do you envision Devin starting with the Sabres again? What was your goalie plan for next season, I guess, as of now?
Yeah, you know, I think I said this probably right after the season. You know, for me, I have all the faith in the world and UPL and Devin Levi. I believe in my core that both of them are going to be excellent National Hockey League goaltenders. I think we need to play better in front of them, better defend better, and that'll help our goaltending. We're open, you know, from Devin, and what I've, you know, and this is not something new to him. You know, he and I have had this conversation within the last few weeks that I believe in him. The timeline's up to him. You know, he's a young goaltender still. Now he's got some more experience under his belt that when he's ready to take the step, he will, and we'll be ready for that. Do I have a problem if those are our two goalies opening night? Absolutely not. But I'm also, you know, going to make sure that we're smart how we do things and put our team in the best position. So, you know, what I guess most excited about is I believe in those two guys.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing?
Well, I think I've seen some people refer to it even as a two-player draft. We don't quite see it that way. We see more 5, 6, 7 players, and then maybe a little bit of a drop-off, and a big cluster of players after that. So I guess the intrigue and the nervousness will be what one of those you know, how we view the top 6-7 to be, will one of those be there at 9 for us? And could there be a situation where we move up, if we have the pick, do we move up, do we move back? If all the players are gone, or if one of them's still available there at, you know, 7 or 8.
Do you think, you know, with Kevin saying he's open at number 9, but is there some point that you might advise Kevin to say, well, we're done, you know, maybe we should move back, or I mean, it puts you in a curious, interesting situation.
Yeah, and to some extent, we did that last year. We moved down 3 spots because we were pretty confident we were going to get the same player at 14 that we were going to get at 11. You're taking on some risk, and you know that's our opinion, that the players are equal players, or maybe you're even getting a slightly better player than you thought you were going to get at that spot. It's interesting. I mean, you know, trading the pick is interesting. You got to have teams that want the pick and want to give you NHL players back for the pick. I think I said this the last couple of years, like, nothing would make the amateur staff more excited than if we're helping our team right now and we trade away our first-round pick. So we're always open to that as well.
Jerry, have you gotten any sense from teams higher in the order that maybe there's an open, like, trading up
that
might
be
a lot, but from what Jerry's saying, if there's that pocket of players, like, we all talk about trading, they can get done.
Yeah. It's historically, it's very challenging to move up, you know, to the very top of the draft. We do have a unique, I think, position, the fact that we have a lot of assets that would be pretty valuable in terms of young prospects, players, extra picks, all that stuff. So I think that gives us every opportunity. Jerry does a really good job of kind of clustering players for me. This is the time to strike. If a deal, if you can make a deal, do it now, because this is the guy. I mean, we did it last year with Zimmer. We had him at a certain spot, and we felt that we got to get this kid right now. And we were able to get up and get him. You know, so I think Jerry and his staff work all year to be able to give me that information, because sometimes you only may have 2 minutes to make that decision. So all that work's done beforehand.
I would add to that, too. I think every year there's a lot of teams trying to get up in the draft, and as you say, it rarely happens. I think it would probably have to be part of a big trade for it to happen, or for the most part, you need multiple first-round picks to get up at that point in the draft.
Kevin, every year, like around this time, we hear, hey, teams are going to start using offer sheets more, and then in like a week and a half, that doesn't come to fruition. Do you get the sense that that is a possibility? And then tied to that, with restricted free agents, does that build in a timeline of like, okay, we kind of have to make the decisions on these before that offer sheet window opens?
Yeah, I think it's a mechanism in the CBA that every team has. Well, if you have your picks, every team, you have the ability to look at that. As we go through our own process, we plan out and prepare budget-wise for those type of things. So it's something that, you know, we don't wake up every day fearful of anything. We plan appropriately. But, you know, I think there's it's an element of the CBA that it's not that teams are not wanting to use it or don't understand it. It's that it's not as easy to find the right fit to have it work. You know, you have to have the appropriate picks. You have to have the cap space. You have to, you know, there's just a lot of things that you have to really like the player and all these other areas. So I just think that's why you don't see it that often, because it's just not something that's is easy to pull off. But I think every team's going through their own discussions internally, just like we would. If there's an area to make your team better, you want to do it. Well, the advantage is we are at one Bills drive, and maybe that gives us some. I don't know. Maybe there's another NHL team using an NFL facility, but not that I know of. So we're pretty fortunate that Terry and Laura and Pete, Brandon, Sean, offered this up when they called and asked me. I jumped at it. I think it's great. So We'll have the ability to have a big space in a room that Brandon uses that's built for this exact type of draft. So for us, that's a huge win, huge benefit. The downside, you know, maybe just the running into people that, you know, on the draft floor at that moment, but it's not like I can't call or text or, you know, so you're not going to not do a deal because you're not together. But, you know, there is something about, you know, the draft, everybody sitting together where, you know, you make eye contact and say, give them a nod and let's chat real quick. You know, so that's something that'll be a little different for all of us. But in terms of workflow, we're treating this just like any other draft and, you know, fortunate that we have this facility. Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Paul. I think this is a role that I've been personally kind of thinking about trying to add someone for a long time. I wanted to be very selective, picky, what's the right ever word to say, in who that person was, because I had there was some really specific criteria that I was looking for in someone in this role, and that was, one, someone that sat in the chair before, that's knows exactly what it feels like in certain moments, whether it's certain things you deal with, pressure, that has perspective to be able to help. Two, I was looking for someone that wanted to work, you know, not that, okay, I'd done that role and I'll be there once in a while if you want a phone call. Yarmo, in my discussions with him, leading up to hiring him, was I'm all in and I'm going to be, you know, every part of this organization he's going to get involved with, add his experience, his perspective. He's, you know, he's going to be based out of Columbus, which in some ways is great because he'll, you know, there's an NHL, it's an NHL city and you get a lot of the pro scouting reports that he can add. But then 4.5-hour drive for him to be, you know, in the car and here in Buffalo, and he'll be here a lot. So he has been, in a very short time, a really, really big asset for me personally, for the whole organization. And, you know, my style is an absolute, you know, in terms of leadership, is collaborative, flat organization where everybody's got a voice, talk to each other, get in the room, debate, sometimes fight, and come out with what we think's the right answer for the Buffalo Sabres. And having his 30 years of knowledge is great, but, you know, 11 years as a general manager is a long time and a lot of experience in a similar type city to what we have in Buffalo in terms of smaller market. And so home run. And besides that, I guess while I'm on it, just a great person, you know, treats people the right way. So many phone calls after hired Yarmo from the hockey world, just, wow, did you get a good one? And the respect he has in the league and the credibility. And he chose us. He had a lot of offers and opportunities, and he wanted to be part of the Sabres. And I it meant a lot to me. Yeah, Galley is, you know, when I started the process of really thinking about our organization and where could we improve or elevate? You know, you're looking at every single part. And when I started going down the strength conditioning road a little bit and trying to think about, you know, what do we need to do or why, if we made a decision, his name kept coming up in the hockey world, and he was kind of known as probably the elite strength coach in the world that wasn't, you know, part of an NHL roster. And so, as I started getting, having conversations quickly, and we hired him quick because, yeah, he was the guy I wanted. And he's going to be a huge, huge, huge asset to our organization. He's made a big impact already in terms of the strength conditioning, his own program, what he's doing. We hired two other strength conditioning staff members that we brought in as well with Galley. So, it's a huge part of the offseason. That's why I didn't want to wait around. You know, I wanted to get him in right away and get, you know, working on our players. So excited to have him.
Kevin, a couple of housekeeping issues here. I know the governor's meeting is today. What is Laura Gula's role on the Sabres?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, Laura has been, you know, getting more and more involved in terms of, well, she's an alternate governor. So I would say maybe it was a year or two ago, she went to her first Board of Governors meeting. I was with her, you know, get to meet all the other owners and a lot of people involved at the high level on the business side. And then since then, just been getting more and more involved with, you know, and Pete on the business side and, you know, understanding exactly the different things going on, but then also sitting in and listening in hockey meetings and, you know, scouting meetings and just taking it all in. And I think that's great for her to be more involved. So yeah, she thinks she's in LA, is it today, whatever the day of the meeting, today or tomorrow with Pete. And then she'll be here for the draft as well. Yeah, I think, you know, we have an excellent coaching staff, I guess I would say, the way I look at it. Lindy is clearly someone that's done this a long time and has a lot of experience and knows exactly what he's looking for out of a coaching staff. What we've talked about, you know, he and I, is if there's someone to add to the coaching staff that he thinks would be beneficial, additive, then let's do it. And he's had a number of conversations with a lot of people. But overall, I think, you know, I've asked Lindy to just evaluate the coaching staff, give me your thoughts. And if there's, whether it's changes, we would make changes. We're still open to adding, though, as well. But obviously, for Lindy, he's someone that has to trust the people that he's in the trenches with every day, and he clearly does.
So are they under contract for this season?
Yep. Yep. Every one of our current coaching staff is, yes, under contract.
So you understand, I think, the perception is that you had a 79-point season, and essentially the only thing you traded out was the strength and conditioning coach. That's, to be frank, is odd. I mean, you're not going to fire the coach. He just got here. You've been here a while. No assistant GMs moved. No assistant coaches moved. Do you get the sense that why people think that's unusual, and you're just running things back from the same unit?
Yeah, I mean, I don't worry about what people think, or I don't pay attention to noise or outside perspective. I think I've been pretty clear. I'll do whatever I believe is right to help the organization, which is something that we've backed up over the years in terms of whether it's coaching changes or, like you just mentioned, a complete new strength conditioning, adding Yarmo, adding Eric Stahl. I mean, Eric Stahl has just left a meeting that had incredible, in my mind, perspective, and, you know, the way he articulates, this is a really big addition to our staff. So, you know, and I think I just said that, like, if there's an upgrade to make in the coaching staff that Lindy or I felt was going to help our team, then we would do it. So not worried about, you know, what people may think. This is about us doing the best we can in our minds to put the best team on the ice and best staff. Yeah, I mean, he is really, to me, an important player for us. He loves Buffalo, wants to be here. That was very clear. And we believe in him and realize, you know, what he brings every night. So there's a lot going on right now in terms of, you know, the draft and just everything around this time of year. But he understands he's a priority. Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we've spent a lot of time since we hired Eric, you know, in meetings and conversations. And if he didn't play with him, he knows someone who did. And I've always believed this. It's really valuable to have someone in your hockey operations department that's pretty fresh off of playing. I mean, to have someone like Eric with the Hall of Fame career, and you've done everything you could possibly do in this game successfully, so is even better. But yeah, I mean, instantly you could ask about a player and he said, hey, you know, this is what I see, here's playing against him, this is what it was like, and it's valuable. But he's obviously, I've known Eric a long time, so that helps. There wasn't too much of a burn-in time for us because of how close we are, but no, he's been great.
With the Panthers winning back cups, obviously they play a physical, nasty brand of hockey. Like, do you have the sense that, you know, there's a couple guys at the top of this draft, Brady Martin, Porter Martone, that kind of bring a little bit of that? Do you get that is going to be a premium maybe in this draft round? Will you get being a bit of a copycat?
Oh, for sure. There's always recency bias. You know, I think what we try to do is we try to look at our entire prospect pool. It's more about our prospect pool than it is our NHL team when we're drafting. And if there's players that are close in, you know, certain pockets of the draft, and we're maybe lacking something in our prospect pool that we think is ideal for down the road at the NHL level, we might lean one way or another. But we're not going to jump off the list or take a lesser player. Two great defensemen that I think will have long-time NHL careers. Atchison brings very much an old-school approach to the game. I could certainly see him be one of those players that might get the recency bias bump. There's very few players, you know, in junior hockey, college hockey, and Europe that play the way he plays. Very unique, and he brings some offense, especially off the heavy shot as well. Mertka, very unique package to be able to move the way he does at 6'6", almost more agile with the puck, if that's possible. A smart player at both ends. I was over in the Czech Republic early in the year when he wasn't getting a lot of playing time in the men's league over there. To see what he was willing to do to move to North America, comes from, you know, a background where he has very little in the way of resources for hockey or anything outside of hockey. Uprooted, you know, high character kid, a huge ceiling, I think. So two guys that I would certainly expect to be, you know, in the top, you know, 3, 4, 5 defensemen off the board.
Thank you.
Don't go forward.
Yeah.
That was Sabres general manager Kevin Adams and assistant general manager Jerry Fortin down with the media at One Bills Drive, where they'll be doing their decentralized NHL draft this year. We got to take a quick timeout. When we get back, we'll play you some of what Chad DeDominicis had to say with Show Up at the Bulldog yesterday afternoon. You're listening to WGR. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sabres general manager Kevin Adams and assistant general manager Jerry Fortin just wrapped up with the media a few minutes ago. If you want to hear that back, you can check on demand on our website, WGR550.com, to hear what they had to say about the upcoming NHL draft this Friday at 7 o'clock. We're going to take you back in time now to yesterday afternoon when Chopin Bulldog had Chad DeDominicis on to talk about some of his favorite draft prospects and some other things going on with the J.J. Paterka situation and other rumors around the Sabres as free agency approaches.
Expected Buffalo, like I'm looking at Chad's Twitter today, here are some options for the Sabres in the fifth round. Like now we're talking.
They're digging in. Yeah.
Now we are talking.
No joke over there.
Oh, that's serious stuff. Chad DeDominicis is with us now on the Wester Hotline. I mean, Chad, I imagine I'm just really scratching the proverbial surface here with regard to your draft coverage.
Yeah. You know, Austin does a great job. He's definitely our draft guy. Like, it's insane what he gets into. He rolls every single round. It's around round five. But, like, even, like, when I read his seventh round one, I'm like, dude, what? Like, how do you know this much about these guys? Like, it's insane. But, yeah, he does a great job. Like, you'll fully know a bunch of guys that may never play in the NHL, but after he tells you about them, you'll be like, yeah, we should definitely get that guy in the fifth round.
I love that. I mean, this is going to sound trite, but it's so great to know things. I mean, it's cool to have that kind of depth of knowledge. The thing about the hockey draft, and I don't need to tell you this, is the odds of players picked so late being, you know, any kind of NHL players, let alone good ones, you know, and somebody will always say to that, well, it happens. Zetterberg happens. You know, there are guys. Right. So I guess it's worth doing, but football is so much easier, I think, to latch onto because you have positional needs and, you know, I guess it's just going to be much better odds that in football's case, day three pick will make the league.
Yeah, and I mean, people, you know, they watch college football. I don't think anybody's right. Watching, you know, tier two Sweden hockey to get a glimpse of some of these kids.
Right. And age is a factor there, too. I mean, you're talking about, you know, just your kid. They're kids. They're still drafting kids, and you just don't know what's going to happen between ages 18 and 22, let alone beyond that. So there's a lot to work with there. What kind of value do you think pick 9 has, Chad? We've not spent a lot of time in here pondering the idea of the Sabres trading that pick for something. I know it's been a popular sentiment year over year, and it may be peaking this year. Like, it's time to not just draft an 18-year-old and, you know, use the pick for something else. But to me, I did say last week briefly, we talked about it, I feel like it's probably a sweetener in a bigger deal, if anything, because I don't think 9 is getting you a player that you're going to be excited about. Like, of an NHL player already, I mean.
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing I always go back to is if you look at history, there's, you know, it just doesn't happen. I think when I wrote my article about it the other day, I think it was in the last decade, there's been 3 trades. For, you know, significant, at least, roster players back. So it just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And the last one was, like, DeBrincat. The one before that was, like, I don't know, like, 7 years ago. It doesn't happen. And, you know, like, it's hard to say, because if you'd asked me this like a month ago, I'd have been like, I don't know, probably not a ton. But we're the week of the draft, and then you're hearing all of this stuff where it's like, yeah, I mean, you know, 9 could be in play, but then Utah maybe wants to move their pick at 4, Nashville at 5, and then, you know, the Chicago at 3, and you get all that, and then, like, you get to pick 25, and you're like, there hasn't been a single trade. So right. it's really hard to say at this point, really what teams want to do. And it's, the thing is, too, this is a, you know, I know Frondell recently is, you know, Session 32 Thoughts is getting some push for number 2, but I still think that Schaefer and Misa are your top 2, and then you start to kind of drift off into a different level from there. So really outside the top, like, 5 to 8, maybe you make us say 5 to 10. I don't think there's, you know, a lot of high quality after that, which then can then reduce teams trying to get up to that spot and get those players at the class isn't that great. But then you have the James Hagan thing, the rumors with the Islanders, that seems to be real. They're trying to really get up, you know, and get him, the Long Island kid, to make it a whole story thing. And, you know, you didn't think he could drop to 9 as of like a month ago, but now you're seeing mocks where he's dropping to 9 and 10, and you're like, well, maybe it can get there. So I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, sure, could it be there? Yes. Could they use it as a piece? Absolutely, as a you know, component to make a bigger deal, but it's hard for me to get too excited about it because it just never happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's that for me too. Teams are afraid, even in football, teams are afraid to trade their first round picks. I mean, it's like, why? It's why they're there. They're, literally this year in the NFL, we got to the day of the draft and not a single first round pick had been traded yet, which, I mean, that's unusual, but I think they're afraid to do it. And of course, Chad, the Sabres are not the exact perfect idea of a team that should be looking to trade its best draft asset because they're not good enough. You know, they're not, quote, win now, but maybe they are, right? Only win means make the playoffs. I think maybe they are thinking in terms of win now with that sort of lower standard. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's hard for me to – we had a fun conversation with a couple of Sabres Twitter people yesterday going around about, like, you know, for certain trades, would you take maybe a futures thing? And then it's been like –
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Well, I would, but do they think that? And it's really hard to understand where they are. Cause it's, on one hand, you're like, well, Kevin Adams, this has to be the year. This is his last chance. And then you think about it. Well, he's actually, you know, probably safe, to be honest, because Terry Pegula loves him and he's bringing in new guys. And it's really hard to get a sense of direction of where they want to go. I think, of course, they want to be a playoff team. And I think that's the message they have to send players. But I still think if you get an offer that makes sense, that is for quote unquote futures, maybe like a 21-year-old defenseman or something like that, I still think you consider if it's the best offer you have there, you just got to sell it properly. But I don't know. It's hard to really get a gauge, to be honest, on what they want to do. And really nothing would surprise me in terms of, you know, a type of trade that we get back, pushing all in for a playoff team or something that involves more futures than help now.
Right. And what they think they're accomplishing and what we all out here think they're accomplishing may be different things. I'm sorry. I'm still thinking of the famous clip of Terry Pegula through the closed door in an in-house PSE produced piece talking about Taylor Hall. Like, we're a cup contender now. And, like, I don't know. Did anyone out here think that they were a cup contender because they signed Taylor Hall? I didn't. I thought it was a cool thing, a cool shot to take. But it didn't, like, turn your franchise around. And certainly the results speak for themselves. But even at the time, wow. Thought, whoa.
You're saying he made a misjudgment?
Just a slight one, yeah. So, I don't know, man. Like, what do you think, you know, what you just said, Chad, about the trading the draft pick itself sort of can be extended to the entire week here. Like, the business of the NHL and trades leading into the deadline or the draft or free agency, we often get this sort of buildup like, oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be a swap meet out there. The cap, this, that, teams that are crunched and whatever. And I just feel like it almost never lives up to it. So how busy are you bracing for or expecting the bracing connotes negativity? And I don't mean to cloak it that way. Do you think they'll be busy this week, the Sabres?
I think they'll get a couple of things done. I do know they want, you know, the Byram thing, I think, will be done. I would anticipate probably this weekend, but definitely by the 1st of July, because they don't want that to get to offer sheet land. That limits your possibility of making a trade. So I think they're going to make sure that's done before that can even be a possibility of done. So I think Byron for sure probably happens.
Sorry, done how? Like signed or moved?
Oh, moved. No.
Okay.
Moved. Yeah, okay. I would Thanks. Be stunned if he signed. I think for sure he's moved.
Okay.
I would be shocked. And then beyond that, it's do they get a restricted free agent done? Do they pull off some other trade? I don't know, there's a lot of Paterka stuff out there. You know, every time I check in on that, it just seems like that is not what it's made out to be in terms of a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he goes. I don't know. But just every time I check in, the answer is nope. We're just nothing really going on. Just talking contracts. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. But I do think that they'll be active. I keep telling people my gut belief is they want to do something, I think, that I don't know if I catch his attention is the word, but at least it's significant enough where it's not just like it's not a Ryan McLeod trade. It's
right.
Something that the people in the league talk about maybe for the day, like, oh, Buffalo guy. I mean, maybe like the Zegras thing in a sense is kind of like something for a day we'll talk about, you know, with getting that type of player, something that catches some league attention.
Yeah. Do you feel like any opportunity was missed there on Zegras?
I don't. I'm not a big Zegras guy. I just don't think he's a fit for what they want to do anyways. He is more of an offensively focused player. If they were going to bring him in to play wing, maybe I could listen to it, but my fear is they would try to make him a center, and I already have enough question marks, so I don't need another one.
Right.
And the price was low, but, you know, I'm just I would hope they have something bigger going on than that.
Trevor Zegras traded today by Anaheim to Philadelphia. Chad DeDominicis on the Western Hotline. Yeah, I had to jump in there. I got scared with Byram.
He could be done, right?
Like, wait a minute, what?
Right. What do you think his value is? Does he and nine, maybe I mentioned nine as a sweetener, Chad. Do you think Byram and nine get you what? A partner for Owen Power, a top six winger, or is that too rich?
No, I think there's definitely interest in him. I think there's some value there that they have to make sure that they cash in on for sure. I think teams think that he's a better player than he is. Like, someone's going to get him to be our first pair of defensemen, and, you know, all the power in the world to him. I mean, you never know. Situationally, system, maybe it works out, but I'm glad the Sabres aren't going to go that route. But, yeah, I think there's value there that they should get decent assets out of it. They should get something that is a decent return people are happy about. Now, if it's, like, more, like I said, if it's pure hypothetical, like, if you get, like, Wallander and a first-round pick back from Vancouver, people are going to be like, what are they doing? They got a 20-year-old and a first-round pick and another one, but you know, you have to have a front office that's savvy enough to go, okay, I have two first round picks. Now I can maybe use one of those to get something else. And so I think it depends on the return. But if like that, something like that comes back, I think I'd be fine with that. And really, I don't think we're going to be disappointed in a Byram deal. I think at the end of the day, they did pretty good there, knowing the player that we know him. So yeah, I'm not really nervous about that trade.
That was Chad DeDominicis on yesterday with Chopin Bulldog. You can find the full interview there on our website, WGR550.com. We'll be right back when we wrap things up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You're listening to WGR. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Going to wrap things up here for today. For Sal Capaccio, I've been Josh Schmidt. You can find more of Kevin Adams' press conference on demand on our website and more on the Sabres coming up next with Sabres Live. You're listening to WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.